So Joey and I had our 3-year anniversary last week, right? My partner, my lover.
Oh, congrats. I know, that's a big milestone.
Which we spoke about a bit. But there's something we did together on the weekend, which I didn't think he'd say yes to, but he did. And I tried to be super stealth about it. I was wearing my mask when we went to the shops to look for this specific thing. And I was covered up. And anyway, the lady at one of the shops recognized me and said, are you going to talk about this on the radio tomorrow? And here I am, because I've been caught out.
Caught out? Doing what?
Joey's been caught out as well.
What are you guys doing
in public?
I'm nervous.
Okay, so no, it's not what you think. We were looking at engagement rings. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Are you for it? Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
Last week, you were cursing the dude on Monday, saying he got me 4 Tim Tams for Valentine's Day. All I want is some flowers.
Yeah.
And you were like trashing him.
Well,
to
after
all of
I
Townsville.
Did all the trashing to him as well, he actually said, well, how am I supposed to save up for a ring if I'm buying you all this stuff? And so I said to him on the weekend, I was like, should we just go have a look? Like, do you want to see what size my finger is and all that sort of stuff? And he was a bit resistant at the start, but he came in and we went. why are you laughing?
Because she's like, he's a bit resistant at the start, but he came in.
Because I cried, but anyway. okay, so the way it went is, I asked him if we could go. He said no, and then I cried, and so we went.
And that's your idea of a happy ending, is it?
So basically, he really wants to propose.
Oh my goodness. All right, well listen, you got what you wanted. Did he seem very hesitant when he was doing it? Did he seem like he was there only because he saw tears?
So once we were there, he was really interested. He was listening to the ladies. We went to JBD, which was really nice. We went to Angus and Coot, which were really nice. All the ladies that were serving us were really nice. And I don't know if it's because they know you're about to spend 10 grand or...
Yeah, exactly.
But one of the ladies took his phone number, and she's going to call him when the ringer light goes on sale. So
when you... so he's waiting for a special, is he?
He's blocked the number, but... Don't laugh at me.
I'm sorry. I'm very happy for you. I honestly am. You're making me laugh. I'm extremely happy for you. I mean, this is a very big step. I never went through that step before I got engaged. I didn't get my fiance to try on a ring or the size or anything like that. So
yeah.
I think, you know, what you guys are doing, you're both on the same page.
No, I'm just going to pretend I don't think he's going to propose because he said he's not going to do it when I know about it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to be like, no, I don't think you're going to propose when we go to Port Douglas with our families.
But you're still going to ask him every week, what are you going to propose? What are you going to propose? And if that doesn't work, Crystal, you know you can always cry because that worked.